Good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. Welcome to the 214. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini, and the 214 is my show all about concerts, present, past, and future. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations at the University of British Columbia. And I hope you're excited for tonight's episode, because we are talking about the Legacy Awards. So the Legacy Awards actually took place tonight, this evening in Toronto, Ontario, and they just finished up because Toronto's 3 hours ahead of us. So the Legacy Awards are important because they are Canada's first all-Black awards ceremony, and it was live-streamed and nationally broadcasted by CBC. So this is the first Canadian all-Black awards ceremony to be nationally broadcasted, and congrats to all of the organizers behind this event, which I will be discussing more in detail, but also shout out to CBC for just being the first broadcasting corporation to do this on a national level. So in my own words, I believe the Legacy Awards are to celebrate Black talent. This includes artists, musicians, filmmakers, production companies, any BIPOC organizations, companies that are involved in the kind of production and artistic landscape in Canada. So the awards ceremony featured a lot of Canadian artists and musicians and athletes and news broadcasters, and it was really empowering. And this was the first year that this event took place at The History, which is a new venue that Drake opened up in Toronto by the lakeshore. The Legacy Awards were founded by two brothers. Their names are Shamir Anderson and Stephen James, who are both actors. And Stephen James was in the more recent film, If Beale Street Could Talk. He was the lead male in that, which is on Netflix. Haven't seen it yet, but I've heard very good things. And side note, Nicholas Britell did the score for that movie. So if you like Nicholas Britell, who did the soundtrack, did the score for Moonlight and the HBO hit television show, what is it, Succession? Yes, Succession. He did the scores for those as well. So pretty amazing composer. I wanted to talk about this today because I think it's important, and I think it's definitely something that I want to focus on. The event featured a lot of really cool presenters and performers, including July Black, Deborah Cox. She came back. She was just at the Junos, and she was here tonight too. Keisha Fresh, Izzy S. from Montreal, Cardinal Official, Sate, Savannah Ray, and DJ Corners. And if you haven't heard of any of these names, it's okay, because I'm going to play their music today. This is the big one. It was hosted by the former Governor General, Michel Jean, who was the first Black Governor General, and, mind you, Canadian Black Governor General. Also a woman. Very cool to see her. It was just really inspiring and also quite emotional. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what I just watched and start off with one of the performers. Her name is Savannah Ray. Savannah Ray was born in Scarborough, Ontario, her parents are from Jamaica, so she was a first-generation immigrant in Ontario and born in Scarborough, and she just released a single last month titled WTF. So I'm going to play that first because she was able to perform this track live during the broadcast right after Deborah Cox. So apparently they were doing a collaboration, or they've done a lot of songwriting together. So it was kind of like Deborah Cox performed and then it transitioned into Savannah Ray. And I really like her. I was reading a little bit about her, and she has been nominated and won. She's won two Juno Awards, so she was the first individual to win the Juno Award for Traditional R&B / Soul Recording of the Year. And she won that twice, I think. And she's also a Polaris Prize nominee. She's received two Prism Prize nominations, a SoCan Songwriting Prize nomination, and a nomination for the Slate Music Emerging Songwriter Award. And this was all during the pandemic. So very impressive profile. And yeah, I'm going to play her single. So this is Savannah Rae with WTF. And thanks for listening to The 214. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini.
For a moment, cherry blossom. Only say you love me when you run to me. I spend all my time questioning loyalty. Divorce cuts my heart way more than a lawyer fees. I tried a million times. All you ever did was lie. So what the f*** is love for? What the f*** you good for? Tell me what the f*** I spend all my time on. You're so wrong, so, so, so damn wrong, babe. Hey, and all that time that I spent from when I met your mama back then, boy, I knew you were shit. Don't ask me questions about no niggas, boy, you know that. I could get half of all your shit, but can't get time back. And I swear that ain't enough. You gonna have to work for this. Can't believe I lost myself to us. Oh, got me questioning all other shit like what the fuck is love for? What the fuck you good for? Tell me what the fuck I spend all my time on. You're so wrong, so, so, so damn wrong, babe. What the fuck is love for? What the fuck you good for? Tell me what the fuck I spend all my time on. You're so wrong, so, so, so damn wrong, babe. What the fuck is love for? What the fuck you good for? Tell me what the fuck I spend all my time on. You're so wrong, so, so, so damn wrong, babe. Tell me what was all this shit for? Tell me what the fuck I spent all my time on.
I should have,
Encore des ennemis sont malices, trop AK et pas minimaliste. Je charge le produit ou bien je me vais en vacances. Les deux raisons pour lesquelles je remplis une valise. J'ai fait ce qu'il fallait, si tu veux on parie. Demain je m'en vais à Paris, ton rapport préféré a beaucoup d'inspiration, ils sont nés dans la farine. Ici c'est Montréal, quand tu catches up ça peut finir à ravage. Ça sent la poudre à canon dans les airs et la nuit c'est Gotham. N'importe qui peut prendre une balle, début de rester calme. Apporte ta copine, on va s'amuser. Le rap game a fini traumatisé. Tous ceux qui me copient sont mes disciples. Et je leur pisse dessus pour les baptiser.
Si je me calme pas, le sang va couler. T'es dans la merde si je viens qu'à couler. Je sais viser, je suis très doué. J'investis, le profit doublé. Je rentre dans le club, je me fais pas fouiller.
Je revais des cafards dans mon chocolat chaud. J'ai vu la vie d'artiste sans jamais faire de show. Je te fais payer le dos même si j'ai faux de l'eau. 10 000 pour une soirée, la gueule c'est comme de l'eau. Si tu touches à mon cou, c'est 25 ans à vie. Devoir préférer enterrer va me rendre à vie. Quand je la fais crier, c'est de la poésie. L'argent apparaît comme dans un tour de magie. Top chata, vrai gangsta. Arrête de faire semblant, t'es pas tout ça. M'en fous de ton quartier, je sais pas où c'est. J'ai rangé un Toulouse sous mon cousin. Hein? Moi je suis pas ton bro ou ton cousin. Quelques soldats qui en veulent une douzaine. Descendants de Dessalines et cousins.
Hein? Si je me calme pas, le sang va couler. T'es dans la merde si je viens qu'à couler. Je sais viser, je suis très doué. J'investis, le profit doublé. Je rentre dans le club, je me fais pas fouiller. Si je me calme pas, le sang va couler. T'es dans la merde si je viens qu'à couler. Je sais viser, je suis très doué. J'investis, le profit doublé. Je rentre dans le club, je me fais pas fouiller. Donne tout le smoke, on recule devant rien, on recule devant rien. Chaque fois que je rappe, c'est une frappe aérienne. Ici, elle se fait ça bien. Monte le son dans mes écouteurs que je leur explique. Je représente la rue, la vraie, pas une série Netflix. Je sais que je suis capable de leur faire un massacre. À la place de faire mes devoirs, j'écrivais des vices toute la journée dans mes cartables. L'école de la rue m'a appris à toucher des riffs, mais pas ce que tu trouves dans ta classe. J'ai investi mon argent et mon temps pour qu'une entreprise finisse par devenir rentable. Yeah.
Se rater, je te fais pour le papier et jamais pour le fame. On sait deux fois si un jour tu penses dans le monde même. On sait deux fois si un jour tu penses dans le monde.
All right, so you just heard me play WTF by Savannah Rae, followed by a single released by the Montreal rap R&B artist Izzy S, called Jacuzzi. So Izzy S was a performer at tonight's The Legacy Awards. He is a Montreal-based hip-hop and rap artist who just released that new single in 2022. So after 6 years of successfully releasing music independently, Izzy S took the next step in his career by joining Universal Music Canada, which is the country's leading music company. So congratulations goes out to him. And yeah, he also just released a another single actually after Jacuzzi titled Semelles Rouge, which is available on all platforms. So if you liked that, if you like Jacuzzi, you should definitely check him out. I think his music's available on pretty much all of the music streaming platforms. But just a little bit about Izzy S. He's a Canadian Haitian that is now based in Montreal, in the specific neighborhood in Montreal called Saint-Michel. So with his unique style and exceptional backstory being deployed in his music, Izzy S intends to become the first Quebecois Black artist to break through internationally. Widely, he is recognized as one of the most exciting voices to emerge from the rap Quebec scene in the last few years. Izzy S has been featured in The Fader, while HHQC hails him as one of the best of his generation. And he also made his acting debut in Oscar-winning director Denis Arcand's acclaimed La Chute de l'Empire Américain in 2018. So he's independently garnered more than 15 million streams. And like I said, he just signed to Universal Music Canada. So it seems like he is going places in his already pretty much accomplished career. And definitely, definitely check him out if you like Montreal hip hop and rap. Because I have heard good things about the Montreal hip hop and rap scene. I might take a trip there myself. And yeah, so I'm going to follow Izzy S up with Fifi Dobson. I'm gonna play two songs by Fifi Dobson because one of them was like my favorite rock song, I think, for a brief period of time in what, like 2010. And then I'm gonna play one of her more recent singles that was released like a couple months ago. I really liked Fifi Dobson, and I mean, I fell out of touch with her music, but she seems to be kind of like coming back now. She just participated in a film slash music collaboration called The Onyx Experience, which was basically like a little short film about celebrating and like the importance of Black rock art musicians in Canada, because there tends to not be a lot of focus on like specifically like hard rock musicians that are Black, especially in, well, Canada, well, everywhere. And so I think that the Onyx Experience as a film is really cool because it shines a light on these musicians, these like fantastic, awesome, incredible musicians. And you don't see that. So I think it's really important. I'm going to play two songs by Fifi Dobson and then talk about some more cool music facts. And so I'm going to start off by playing Stuttering, which was released in, 2010, off of her album Joy. And then I'm going to play one of her newer released singles, FCKN, In Love. And yeah, I hope you like it and we can listen together back to back to see how her music style has changed. And yeah, so she is a Canadian rock musician. I think she's from Toronto, but I'll double check on that fact during the music pieces. Once again, thank you for listening to the 214, my show all about histories and music events in the past, present, and future. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
That I will forgive, but I just can't take a liar. I was by your side till the very end, so you pushed me in the fire. I tried to believe you, but something is wrong. You won't look in my eyes, tell me what. You won't give me an answer. You can tell me this, you can tell me that, but don't say you don't remember. 'Cause I know you better than you know yourself. So don't say I'm crazy, I know.
Yeah. I'm about to take off. Got me singing, can't get enough. Boy, you're fitting me just like a glove. Think I've died and gone to heaven, don't stop. Don't stop.
Welcome back, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the back-to-back Fifi Dobson. I know I did, and honestly, I really thoroughly enjoyed both of those both of those songs. So, yeah, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations at the University of British Columbia. You're listening to The 214, my radio show all about history, the history of music events from the past, obviously new music events, and future music events. So we're really talking about a lot of concerts, and I'm having a lot of fun being able to do this. I'm your host, Olivia Mandolini. I don't know if I said that already. And this evening, we are talking about the Legacy Awards, which are Canada's first all-black awards ceremony that was broadcasted live and nationally this evening, September 25th, 2022, for the whole world to watch. Thank you, CBC, for partnering with the Legacy Awards to really get this out into the universe and showcase Canadian Black talent. And yeah, so the Legacy Awards took place and broadcasted from Live Nation Canada's newest entertainment venue, History, which is in Toronto's East End. And yeah, I just played Fifi Dobson, who was a performer this evening at the Legacy Awards. And before I play a little bit of music, I wanted to talk about some of the award winners this evening, starting out with the Visionaire Award winner, Fabienne Colas. And for those of you who haven't heard of Fabienne Colas, which is totally probably likely, she is an award-winning actress, director, producer, and speaker, who is considered very popular in Haitian cinema. She's received several awards, including the Ticket d'Or, which means golden ticket, for best actress in the film Barricade. She is from Montreal, she was born in Montreal and has spent a lot of time in Haiti, but is still located in Quebec. Her family is in Haiti, but she's located here, and I think she does a lot of work in both locations. but Fabienne is a union artist and part of the Alliance of Canada Television and Radio Artists membership, and she has sat on many prestigious juries in Canada and Quebec's artist communities, including Canada Council for the Arts, which is a pretty popular one. And so she won the Visionary Award for, I guess, working on multiple projects and multiple platforms to kind of celebrate Canadian and Black artists, producers, and filmmakers. And something she, so she sits on a lot of councils and kind of works with a lot of production companies to kind of improve on their production and capacity and get them up and running and like functioning. And she's quite a versatile individual. But one thing that she said during the Legacy Awards that really stood out to me was like talking about when we are like watching and consuming media, consuming television, there's been a lot of progress more recently on like when you're watching television and you're seeing the cast has definitely been like more diverse in the past couple of years. And she said like that's great, but we have to focus on not just what's in front of the camera, but the people behind the camera and the people who are actually working to put the production together, to put like working technically to like create these the various content, whether that be like cinema, movies, TV, music, because it's very easy to have something front-facing and something look diverse to a larger audience, but maintaining that diversity internally is very important and something that we need to keep pushing in Canada. So I really liked that presentation or discussion by Fabienne Colasin. She is definitely very impressive and inspiring person. And before I talk a little bit more about some of the other award winners, I wanted to this is what I wanted to say, sorry. They had at the Legacy Awards a Digital Content Creators Award where they took a bunch of Canadian Black content creators who are using like TikTok and other digital content platforms. And I always find it really interesting now. I think they had this at the Junos too, where there's like an awards section dedicated to artists who are using these platforms like TikTok and YouTube to kind of like show off their artistry. It's a new kind of category. And the influencer that won this award, Aika Wong, she's from Toronto, and she is a celebrity influencer who makes a lot of TikToks and YouTube videos talking about, I don't know exactly. However, she did win this award that was presented by Amanda Bruegel from The Handmaid's Tale. Love her. And that's all I really had to say, but the other nominees were like multi-platform fashion and beauty activist. There was a comedian. There was King Bach, who was really popular on YouTube like 5 years ago, who's a comedian. And then a group of TikTok dance performers called Basement Gang, which I actually saw in a Walmart commercial on my phone the other day. So it's just interesting to see how these things are changing. Anyway, moving a little bit away from the performance and set list tonight, I wanted to play a song written by Pierre Quenders, who was the Polaris Prize winner that was announced last week for his album Jose Luis and the Paradox of Love. So he was honored at the annual Polaris Prize award ceremony last week, and the shortlist was amazing. But anyway, I wanted to play a track off of his album titled Heartbeat featuring Annie. So, yeah, Pierre Quenders was Congolese born and he's Montreal based. Fantastic musician, singer, and songwriter. And I actually haven't heard any tracks off of this winning album yet. So I'm really excited to listen along with you guys. But yeah, the Polaris Prize is honored annually to some of Canada or to one of, or is, oh, there's only one winner. There are many shortlisted nominees, but basically there's one Canada's best album of the year that's decided by a jury of writers, programmers, and broadcasters. So it's a very high up decision, which it has to be because I think the winner gets like 50 grand. But yeah, so I'm excited. It's very prestigious, this award in Canada, and I haven't heard the album yet. So yeah, let's listen together and celebrate some more Canadian artists. This is Montreal-based musician Pierre Quenders with Heartbeat. Apologies. It seems to be taking some lag time, but I think I've got it working. So here is Pierre Quenders with Heartbeat.
Dama kambo Elongi na yo moto akokate Okopesa nyoso nakozwa okopesa nyoso nakolanda okopesa nyoso Motema ekobeta du 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 nzoto ekoningana vas-y malembement doucement tendrement Calmement, motema eko beta dou dou dou, nzoto eko ningana, vas-y malembement, doucement, calmement, tendrement. Thank you.
wants to put me in the grave, but my God's bigger, and so I'll see. Sing to the shame wants to put me in the grave, but my God's bigger, and so I'll see.
The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Sing to the Lord a new song, for he is able, he can be wrong. He is mighty and able to save, but my shame
So I just played a single called Hosanna that was released by Toronto-based opera musician Misha Berger-Ghostman, featuring Jah Mila and Marco Simons. Misha Berger-Ghostman is a really amazing artist. She has such a beautiful voice, and she's actually the host for the two seasons that Canada got Canada's Got Talent alongside Martin Short and another name that I can't remember. I really like her music. She goes all the way from like being very classical based with pieces like Fünf Lieder Opus 41, which is very German and very opera based, to like releasing some like gospel collaborations like I just played. And she's been around for a really long time. My mom dressed her. Woo. And yeah, so I really wanted to play her because she has played a very pivotal role in like inspiring other newer Canadian artists in R&B, and just leading a great example of how to be just a perfect, non-problematic and successful musician in Canada. Next up, I'm going to play a track off of an album released by July Black. So for those of you who don't know who July Black is, they are a Canadian singer-songwriter, producer, and actress that was chosen by CBC Music as one of the 25 greatest Canadian singers ever and has been dubbed Canada's Queen of R&B by her fans and peers. She produces music off of her label, July Black Entertainment, incorporated under the Universal Music Canada monster label that encompasses so many of the musicians that Canada has. And long story short, July Black just released an album in 2022 called Three Rocks and a Slingshot, and I'm going to play the first track off of that album called Half Empty. And once again, I'm listening to this for the first time, so cheers and thanks for tuning in tonight.
Keep loving you.
All right. So that was July Black with Half Empty off of her album, Three Rocks and a Slingshot. And I want to play a couple more tracks before the end of this evening. But I just wanted to let you guys know you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, which is broadcasted from the unceded territory of the Coast Salish peoples, which include the territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations at the University of British Columbia. And you're listening to The 214, my show all about concerts past, present, and future. And I want to quickly dive into some previous Polaris Prize shortlisters, which include Shad. Shad is now the most shortlisted musician in Polaris history, with 5 nods to date since the prize was first awarded in 2006. And he released an album titled Tau, which closely examines the current state of the world, which touches on everything from the increasingly dystopian digital reality of society right now, complicated relationships with work and spirituality, and just kind of being a human on the day-to-day, kind of how complicated that can be. I really like his album, and I had the chance to interview him about it in early 2022. It was like the coolest experience of my life. I'm obsessed with him. And I also saw him at the Hollywood Theater on Broadway just a couple months ago. So there was a couple books that played a really important role in his writing of this album. One of them being The Abolition of Man by C.S. Lewis, that kind of looks at what we risk if we lose touch with key aspects of our humanity. And it's also based off of the Chinese concept of Tao, which is a way of living that conforms to the truths of the moral universe and nature. It's also an acronym that is used by C.S. Lewis in this book. So I'm going to play a track off of Tao titled Work by Shad. And just before that, I'm going to play a track called... a track called Famous by none other than Salome Bay's daughter and incredibly empowering musician Sate, whose recent album from 2021, The Fool, was nominated for the Juno Award for Alternative Album of the Year. She is crazy cool. And one of those Canadian black artists that are heavily producing some hard rock, and I'm here for it. So she was at the Legacy Awards this evening and performed alongside July Black and Fifi Dobson for the final outro of the night. It was really quite an emotional performance. The trio performed Rise Up with Melanie Fiona as well, to close out the evening. So I'm going to play Sate followed by Shad, and then I've got a special music video to play to end the evening. So thank you so much for tuning in to my show, The 214 on CITR. I'm your host, Olivia, and enjoy the rest of the night.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roaster's Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or grocery checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
The Vancouver Outsider Arts Festival returns October 14 to 16 for 3 days of live performances, artwork, and workshops at the Roundhouse Community Arts and Recreation Center. CITR is thrilled to be a presenting partner and will be broadcasting live on location on October 14th from noon to 3 p.m. to kick things off. Admission is free and all are welcome. For complete festival details, head over to the Community Arts Council of Vancouver's website, www.cacv.ca.
Maybe it'll cease when I'm asleep. Maybe I should keep what I can keep. Talk is cheap, I should know. Given that I rap for what I eat, everyone knows I could eat they food, but I need insurance from my teeth. I need versatile, personal, income streams is purposeful. Suckers work for money, you should make your money work for you. I can't get no work though, guess that means that I got some work to do. The poor can't afford to look poor, so I gotta make sure the shoes and shirt is new, cause I'm looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a cog in. This is a problem, everybody knows it, nobody is solving. Somebody told me, stop in the shop and talk to the boss, just on the off chance. Looking for a job, man, looking for a job, man. I would do anything, I'll get it popping. I need a hot dance, popping. I need a pop jam, I need some rock band. Don't need no offhand comments, I need some rest on some socks and peace. I'm not a man, I am a workhorse. I am a part of the workforce. I'm just not sure the person or purpose I work for. Maybe this voice inside it keeps telling me work more, hurt more, perform. Give up my wife and my firstborn. Wait, I'm not a man, not till I manage my estate. I am the output I create after the info I intake. Wait, what if I'm fake? What if I break? What if my model's obsolete and gets tossed in a heap and gets washed in the sheets? Wanna walk on the beach and take off for a week, but I'm jobs. Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a cog in. This is a problem. I'm trying to leave it in God's hands, God's plan. But even God's fam was literally out on a limb. Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job.
Well, that kind of brings us to the end of this evening. I just played Sate with her single Famous that was released in 2022, followed by Shad with his cool album Tao. That was a work off of the album 2021. So that about wraps it up. I hope everyone enjoyed learning about the Legacy Awards that took place tonight. For the first time ever, it was the first ever all-black awards ceremony to be broadcasted nationally, and I'm just super here for it. So make sure you check out the recording, and thanks for listening to The 214, my show all about concerts past, present, and future. And yeah, thanks for tuning in to 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. And have a great evening, everybody. Happy Sunday.